Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Recently, you've probably heard my advertisement about our new division at the Eric Stewart Group, which is assisting sellers with the potential subdivision of their property, or figuring out how we can get through that process with you and identify buyers, subdivision experts, and so on to help us help you sell your property. Now, as property values have risen over the last few years, some of you have gotten some hope. The properties you own might have gone up, and maybe subdivision is a possibility. Maybe something has changed recently, something new in your neighborhood where this property is located that you think you might want to subdivide or sell. You know, sometimes you own a home in a neighborhood where there's no public water and the land is fallow and the land is wet and you can't get a perk done. Then all of a sudden, public water and sewer comes into the neighborhood and land that couldn't be built on could be built on. And the property that was worth $20,000 or $30,000 for a lot could be worth $150,000, $300,000, or $500,000, depending upon where the land is, even $1 million. So sometimes new changes will change the ability of your property to be divided. We invite you at the Eric Stewart Group, we invite you to contact us. We've had about five or six of you all contact us with different properties from everywhere out to Culpeper, to south of Woodbridge, to parts of the Shenandoah, to even PG County and other places here in the Metroplex. And we ask you to contact us and to really gather together three pieces of information for us. Number one, if you have a plat for the property, great, survey, plat, same thing. Number two is, what's your history with that property and trying to get it through subdivision, and what did you experience? And then number three, have there been any recent changes to your ability? Is there something that you couldn't overcome? You ran out of time, you ran out of money, and couldn't get it across the finish line. And you think, gosh, I know I could do something with this, but I just don't know how to get there. Maybe the Eric Stewart Group can help us. That's us, folks. We want to help you. So we've had six people who've contacted us. We've had just a couple of those people actually submit the information that we need, so we can help you, guide you down the road. We're assisting a potential seller through a subdivision. We're going through identifying the potential of five lots being divided, and the seller would like to complete this by the end of this year. So we're actually meeting with a builder this next week and subdivision expert to decide what we can do with this property for this particular owner. And this is before I even have any kind of agreement signed, because I want to help you know what you can do with the property, and then we can decide how we're going to work it, whether we're involved directly or whether we refer you to an agent that would assist you with that, that we feel would do a better job for you, because our goal is to be protectors. That's our number one fiduciary duty for anybody who contacts us, whether you're a seller or a buyer. Our goal is to tell you the truth, even if it means don't sell your house right now. Don't buy a house right now. Don't do this. We'll tell you what we believe based on all the information that you give us. Ultimately, it's your decision to do what you want, but we take fiduciary duty and protection of our clients as paramount at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. So, all right, good. You have some land. Maybe you've got a house that sits on two lots, and you think, I've got a house that sits on two lots. It sits right in the middle of these two pieces of property. I don't know if I should sell the house or if I should sell the two lots, tear the house down. I'm not really sure what I should do. Perfect situation for you to contact us. Don't be afraid to be in touch. 800-900-9104. You can also email me at Eric at Eric Stewart Group if you have any specific questions. You'd like questions answered, go ahead and pop me an email. Got it? Good. All right. So now's a good time to talk about my webinar. So coming up in about 2 weeks from today at 8 o'clock in the morning, I will again have my How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar webinar. And really briefly, this is the very same seminar that I give out when I am sitting with you if you want to sell your house. You invite me over to your home and you want me to tell you how I'm going to sell your property. I will go through this very same presentation with you, discuss timing for your property. We discuss the improvements that will make you money. The goal for us is to help you accomplish the sale of your property for the most money with the least amount input. I only want to put a dollar in where we can get $2 back. Folks, that's just plain logical. Why put money in that you're going to get the same money back? Why spend the time and the effort? Right? Okay. So you're a seller and you're thinking about getting ready, and I want to know what questions I should ask a realtor before I hire one. This is the thing for you. This is our seminar. This is our opportunity to help you, guide you, and give you those questions and tell you why you should ask those questions, because you want to hire the right person. Recently, I got hired by a seller in Vienna, Virginia, over on Snowbound Court. Well, they interviewed a number of different agents. They hired us, and we have had tremendous success in getting prospects through the property. And ultimately, they chose us because there's a connection. You know, you want to feel like I'm connected with this person. This person's going to do the right job for me. I believe not only in their business acumen, but also in their personal care for me, that they're going to protect me and keep me safe in the process of what I'm doing, right? So you want tips on sorting through your possessions. We'll go over that. What home improvements provide the best rate of return? And strategies on pricing your home. Like, you ever thought about whether you should price your home like just under the number $599, $999? Sound better than $600? Is that really the best or not? You want to answer those questions? Then join me. You can register for free and attend for free online. Essentially, a webinar is like a seminar. If you go to a hotel for a seminar to hear somebody speak, here you don't have to leave your home. If you've got a computer, I'll guide you through. You log on. It's very simple. I don't see anything on your computer. You just see my computer. That's the way it works. So it's you having access to information from me, me having no access to information of you. Okay? So no worries about being, you know, hacked or any of that kind of stuff. You're logging on and there's no reciprocation. You simply get information and you can ask questions, pose those questions through the whole process of the webinar, and I'll answer those along the way. You got issues having to do with the, you know, wet basement or termites, or not sure how to handle a neighbor who's, you know, insane. I've been through it all, folks. 28 years, 2,500 plus homes sold. I know how to guide you through the process safely from the beginning and the middle all the way through to the end and past that. Okay. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. You can sign up right there on ericstewartgroup.com underneath the top main header below the video. You'll see where you can sign up either for Sunday, 2 weeks from today at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9 immediately following this show, or 2.5 weeks from now on April the 27th. That's a Wednesday at 11:30 in the morning from 11:30 to 12:30. I'm very punctual. We'll start at 11:30. We'll be finished by 12:30. And you can register below the video on the Eric Stewart Group homepage. All right. I'm ready to tell you a quick story about the sale of a property in Maryland where I sold the home for $125,000 over the list price. The seller of the property was referred to me by an agent in New York who was friends with the family, did some research on where I sell real estate, and referred me to interview with these people. And they had tried to sell their home unsuccessfully previously. And I went in and interviewed with them and came up with a pricing for the property just under $1,200,000. $1,188,000 is what we had agreed to list the property for. But based upon the way the market was acting 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago now, the lack of sales at that time and other houses that they were competing with that were similar in size but offered more favorable settings, the property in question backed up to an apartment complex and was right across the street from a commercial property. This property, I felt, was better priced at $1,100,000, $88,000 less than what I had agreed to list the property for back in November when I started the process. Remember, I coach my clients through the process of getting their homes ready to put on the market. That's what I do. So people call me now and they're not ready to sell until next February. Don't worry about it. Call me. We'll have our team come out. We'll guide you through the whole process, even though we're not selling for a year, folks. I just put a house on the market on Zion Road in Fairfax that we sold in about 2.5 to 3 weeks on the market. Believe it or not, I signed the listing paperwork with the seller in 2014. And they would tell you, we guided them through the process. Our stager gave them all the help. We got them ready. They were great. We sold very, very well for them. Well, this house that I sold for $125,000 over list price, I priced at $1,000,001. We had a tremendous interest. We were able to generate multiple offers. And boy, we hit it out of the park. And my seller just settled and couldn't stop laughing because of how grateful they were. And I'm grateful for them. Senior moments and more of The Eric Stewart Show right after this.